The auto industry in Kenosha began in 1902. Companies like Jeffrey, Nash, AMC, Renault, Daimler, and Chrysler made millions of cars here with names like Ambassador, Rambler, Gremlin, Pacer, Eagle, and Alliance. The end comes with the closing of two Chrysler V6 engine plants.
100 years of manufacturing in the automotive industry are coming to an end. It's the end of an era.
That's Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman bemoaning the loss of some 550 jobs and the impact the closing will have on generations of families that relied on the plant for a good living. As a college dropout, UW Regent John Drew signed on in 1974.
I knew the pay was good there. I didn't know much else about it. So I went up with a friend and put an application and got hired a couple of months later, and when I walked in the door, there were 10,000 Local 72 members working in the plant.
Drew rose through the ranks, eventually earning a master's degree in industrial relations and becoming UAW Local 72's president. But back in those early years, the focus was on surviving the physical rigors of the assembly line.
Well, back in the 70s, American Motors was kind of a rough and tumble place. The work on the assembly line was very difficult. There were not a lot of the modern improvements in ergonomics, safety, attention to providing the best possible workstations for the operators. That came much later. I think we were called on to do a lot of things that were very difficult. There were a lot of industrial injuries from repetitive use of hands and wrists and a lot of overhead work that was tough on the body. So it was tough. It was tough work. People definitely earned their money on those assembly lines back in those days.
As sales of imports rose, vehicle assembly in Kenosha actually ended in 1988, resulting in the loss of some 5,500 jobs. Chrysler, though, kept making engines here. That eventually led to the callback of all of the laid-off workers. The recent decision to close the engine plant came after Chrysler opened a new plant in Mexico and as car sales here lagged.
Could it have been avoided? Sure, it could have been avoided with, I think, better government policies towards manufacturing and trade and protection of our manufacturing base. But I think you can say that we did have a great run at Kenosha. I think the people that worked there over the years have much to be proud of.
You know, it's sad because some of these people you'll never see again.
Chief UAW steward Jerry Cucinato.
The people were, nobody was truly angry. I think people just realized that they aren't going to see people, and the familiarity of everything that we've been doing for all these years, everything's going to change now.
All of the workers who are losing their jobs this month will either receive retirement benefits or will be offered positions at other Chrysler plants around the country. Meanwhile, the Kenosha complex is for sale. So far, no takers. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.